Coffee Clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.
Last night on Fox Footy, it was our very own Brendan Favola. He was special guest on Bob Murphy's show, Bob. Now, look, this was one of the most revealing parts, Fev, of the show, if you don't mind us revisiting. Can you remember half the things you said on the show?
I was shot a while ago, but I did watch it.
Okay, so you did watch it. Okay,
yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
This was very revealing. This is Fev towards the end of the show talking about his time at the end there in Brisbane. And this relates to Michael Voss, your coach at the time, and what happened to Fev right at the end of his career in Brisbane when you were inside an actual facility. Fev really opened up on the show.
I remember Vossie came in. I was at the New Farm Medical Clinic and he sacked me in there. And I sat there and I think I even cried. I think I was bawling. I said, I'll play for nothing. And he said, no. And that was it. It was just done. And then when he left, I was like, that's it. I'm done. That's my footy. Done and dusted. No trade, no nothing to fall back on. Lost all the money on the punt, so I was cooked. But fast forward 8 years, it's probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
I've got a few questions. That's awful. That's so awful that that happened. That's really awful.
It's a tough time.
Yeah. And they did that like that. That's just awful.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to do that this day and age.
No, they wouldn't. No. But, you wouldn't, back then, thankfully. It was, but that's awful that you were treated like that.
Yeah, well, mental health back, I think it was in 2000, the start of 2011 was looked upon in a way where it was sort of weak.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of media outside the mental clinic and they were trying to take photos and over the balcony and stuff.
So this is a lockdown facility, isn't it?
It's a lockdown facility. Yeah, you're in lockdown.
Right.
And some very sick people in there and I was one of them. And to be sacked inside there was probably not the right decision.
God, you must have felt so alone.
Yeah, I did. But I was heavily medicated because you're on there. So I didn't quite grasp what was going on.
But you were enough to be upset.
Yeah, I was really upset.
Career...
And I was on a pretty big contract at Brisbane because I went over there, I signed a 3-year deal, and then to be told that that's it, especially when I'd lost all my money on the punt, and Alex had gone back to Melbourne, we'd broken up.
Right.
I just thought it was it. It was done. Like, my life's over.
So can I ask, when your career's over, like, does that mean that there was no other teams that would take you or you weren't allowed to go to another team?
Yeah, I was damaged goods.
You were damaged goods, so no one wanted to take me,
and I'd put on a lot of weight in the facility because of the medication. I spoke about that on the show, and I didn't have a trade. Like, I didn't have an education.
Right.
All I did was footy because I got drafted at 17, so I was still in year 11, so straight into football. And then at 29, I'm thinking, oh, my life's over.
But at the end, you said, fast forward 8 years, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, it was. And a lot of people go, oh, I can't believe, you know, Brisbane and Vossie did that when I was in a mental clinic. But looking back on it now, it literally was the best thing that ever happened to me. Here coming in saying your footy career is over because all I knew was football.
Right.
I lived it. I loved it. I slept in my footy gear when I was a kid.
Right.
And that's all I did from the age of four.
Okay.
And to realise that was over, I needed to man up and start doing stuff and provide for my kids and my wife. And she did provide for me for a long time because I didn't have a job.
Right.
So I got out for 4 years until I got this job. I didn't work. So she was an amazing support. Alex and Michael Voss did the best thing that ever happened to me, and I got my life in order. And everyone said, oh, your life's over. Footy's a be-all and end-all. But it's not. Footy's not the be-all and end-all. I'm 29. I've still got a lot of life to live. And I was lucky enough. I went on that show with Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and people got to see the real me. And then I got this wonderful job, which I'm very grateful for. And, it was a tough time, tough period. It's tough to talk about because it was very emotional in there. And I did say, because I was on a big contract, that I'd play for nothing.
Yeah,
so I'll just play in the twos until I get the respect
it.
Back because I loved it so much and it's just a flat out no.
Jeez, man. Well, you don't talk any more about it, but Bob, I'm sure, will be replayed on Fox Footy. It was really revealing and Fev was really
very
generous.
Good, Bob.
Yeah, no, Bob does a great job on Fox Footy. And I don't want to have an earnest moment here, but a lot of people say to me, what's it like to work with Fev? Imagining it was like Party Central. The bloke has the best work ethic, honestly, in terms of his punctuality. When
absolutely.
He rocks up, the effort he puts into this show.
Does what he says he's going to do.
Yeah,
that's
now
what
I don't want to be too nice to him, but
no,
he actually...
I don't want to be nice to him at all, but I've said this before, I did not know much about you, Fev, at all. I take you as I see you.
Okay, but the more I find... People live under a rock.
Yeah, how is that possible?
I had no idea of all of this kind of history. It's just heartbreaking. And you just think, God, this must happen to so many people.
But sometimes, and I get a lot of messages from people about how you get your life back on track, but sometimes you do got to hit rock bottom. And I did hit rock bottom. I was cooked to get back up because... Sometimes you take things for granted, and I did, and I took footy for granted, I took money for granted, and I pretty much wasted everything, but then I realised that that's not the right path, but I had to learn that before I got to there. That's I think it's called maturity.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Guys, this is a great gift to any radio shows around Australia, but it's a gift to us as well. Bob Catter has started talking.
Oh, what? So what a talk gift. About me.
Well, I'm here all day.
Bob Catter, the Queensland MP.
Yes, he's very good, isn't he?
He always has a few colourful things to say.
What's he done now, Byron?
This time it's a bizarre rant on why women shouldn't be refereeing rugby league games. He said this on the Today Show to Alison Langdon. This is Belinda Sharp. What a great achievement for Belinda. She'll be reffing an NRL game tomorrow night, which is fantastic.
Well done.
Absolutely.
Now, Bob Catter went on this bizarre rant. Have a listen to Bob's position on the issue.
Girls out there who want to ref too, want to be more involved in the NRL. Bring it on, Bob.
Well I just can't help but make the comment. If you looked at photographs of me when I was much younger, I was very, very handsome. But my nose droops.
You say so, Bob.
My nose droops and it goes sideways. And one of my
I'm just not seeing how
droops.
This is related to female referees, but I figure there's a point.
This playing rugby league, but I caught plenty. But we don't want women playing football. They don't have a nose like mine and eyebrows like mine. But if you're not playing football, it's a bit hard to see how you can referee properly.
I'm just going to say, okay.
What properly?
Do we even start, Fev?
There's a lot of points. It's a lot of talking points. And I'm not sure how much Bobby knows about the game of NRL, but the referees don't play. So therefore, they're not going to get hit. So there's going to be no noses and no eyebrows. Sure. I don't know where he was going, but I think it's great that a female is adjudicating in an NRL game. I think it's amazing that we've taken that step in sport and in society where it's not male dominated. Because think of NRL, you think of football, you think, it's a man's sport. And I heard commentators on the weekend, I think Dermot Brereton was talking about Lachie Neale who got hit. Oh, come on, be a man. It's a man's sport. No, it's not a man's sport. It's
a sport.
It's a sport.
That's right.
And we both play it, females and males. And there's a female umpire that umpires AFL, and she's brilliant. I watched her first game a couple of years ago. I was actually doing Triple M commentary, and she was brilliant.
Because if you're qualified for the job,
whoever's
do the job.
100%.
What happens to your eyebrows? What was that about?
I'm not sure. I think he was talking about playing. He was
Bob Catter. Take the microphone from him.
He must have played a bit of rugby league in his time. And you see the rugby and the rugby union players, all their ears go all cauliflower and their eyebrows and they get hit.
Yeah.
But hey, Bob, she's a referee.
Yeah.
She's fine.
But no, I'm sorry. Even if we were talking about the women playing rugby
which they
league,
do. They have the State of Origin.
Oh, my God. I watched the State of Origin. Good. It was unbelievable. It was at the Sydney Oval.
Aren't they amazing?
And it was New South Wales versus Queensland. And it was unbelievable. There was a massive crowd. Yeah. And it just got me. It was brilliant.
It is. And it's old dinosaurs like Bob Bloody Catter that need to shut up because women can do anything that men can do.
Well said.
Women can do things better than men can do. Yeah, a lot of the time.
Even more accurate. I would just say this, Evie. We do like what he talks because he does give us some absolute gold that we can laugh at. Like this was his position. It was an unusual stance on same-sex marriage. It sort of started one way. This was back in the day when the plebiscite was on.
Right.
And then it just took a slightly strange turn.
You know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Okay,
so
I've got one more.
And my head went that way, and my leg went that way.
Here's one more, though. Like, I know a lot of us think that the drought is very complicated, guys. I mean, the drought is a complex and very, very tragic issue in the rural Australia.
Yeah.
Bob's solution, I mean, why didn't we think of this?
In 45 years, I've been through, 400 droughts. The answers are, in fact, very simple. I mean, the answer is you put water on that ground and it grows grass.
I don't even have anything to say.
A drought means there is no water.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Bob Catter.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Evie, you've moved down from Sydney and you've brought your dogs, and that's great because you've got your little babies there. Yeah. But there's something that you don't have, and that's a partner.
Yeah.
So there's been a study.
About me and not having a partner.
Yeah, just you.
Specifically.
No, there's a new app called Finder where singles can, all the hotspots where singles can meet each other.
Really?
Across Melbourne.
Well, so it's not Tinder, it's Finder.
It's called Finder.
Is it a Byron. Melbourne app?
It went out to 1.4 million partnerless people, with single ladies outnumbering the lads by more than 92,000.
Oh, I'm
well. That's not good
for
Evie.
I'm single.
So we've hit some hotspots, and the hotspots are there's Bowen North was named the best for unattached 20-something, so we won't worry about them.
Right, no.
Byron, that could be maybe
well,
for you.
Well, thank you. That's
followed by Glen Waverley and Bowen, so they're all about the same sort of area. Frankston North. Which is down the peninsula. You go down the peninsula freeway.
My friend lives in Frankston.
Frankston, not, is she single?
She's married.
Oh, there you go. Well, she might be on a different site. But Frankston North is home.
What's that site, Bev?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just thought there might have been a site for
sure.
that.
Sure, yep.
I was just trying to be funny, Byron. Frankston North, this is where it's all happening. This is the hot spot because it's home to the most singles aged between their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So that's a great range.
Yes, that's
great
me.
Range. So maybe we should take you down to Frankston North.
I think I'll be able to get down there.
But.
There's a but?
There's a but.
Because that seems very simple so far. Just move to Franger.
Move to Frankston.
Just live there.
So maybe we can get you a little bit of a down there.
Oh, well, I don't know why you whistled.
Because it just sounded good, Byron.
Okay.
This one's for you, Byron.
Why are you looking at me?
A mature singles in their 50s.
I'm not mature.
Aim for Heidelberg Heights, okay. Adir, Paran, St Kilda, Kensington, and Altona North. So, I'll send you there.
I'm not, okay, come on.
In the 50s, that's your age group.
I'm not mature. I'm not even single.
I know you're not mature.
I haven't spoken about it on air, but I'm not
oh
even
my God,
single.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yes.
He does.
Whoa.
It's sorry, not me.
Sorry. So, stop bagging me about the mature singles garbage.
Evie, we're going to send you to Frankston North. I thought this was going to be about you.
It is about
trying to find you some love.
Yes, it is now.
Please keep it
Come
about
on.
Evie.
But no. But that's
Byron's,
groundbreaking.
Byron's got a girlfriend.
He's just dropped a big bomb. Oh my God, what's her name?
I can't live a lie. Well, no, we're not going to turn this into some.
Come on.
Well, you said it.
Us.
Don't turn this into the Bob Murphy show where you and I have some one-on-one.
Now,
no,
Byron.
It's two-on-one, actually.
Oh, whoa.
What's her name?
Her name's.
Where
her
did you meet?
Her name's Alex. Now that's enough.
Alex?
What, like
that's my missus's name.
Well, you don't
did
have
you
a.
Just make that up.
You don't have a trademark on going out with an Alex.
If you call her Schnooks, that's it.
She's my Schnooksy. I'm actually seeing your wife. I haven't told you yet.
No.
Anyway, back to Evie.
No,
back to Evie. Yeah.
I just want to have one more question.
All right.
Where did you meet? Any of these spots?
I tell you, the best place I think in Melbourne to meet, and this is where we met, Instagram.
How do
Great
you meet
place.
Someone on Instagram?
What, sliding the DMs?
Correct.
Oh, sliding the
DMs. So is she famous?
No, stop it.
How many followers has she
got?
Oh,
that's not even the...
I only get women. Really?
Really.
Okay, here we go. Evie, this is for you. Singles in Melbourne, 13, 10, 60.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go as a single in Melbourne?
Not inside. We won't include Instagram.
We won't include...
You mean actual places.
Actual places. I'm talking about old school. You go to a bar.
Yeah.
You actually talk to someone and say, hey, how you going? Want a drink?
Yes.
Instead of sliding in the DM organic. Saying at 9 o'clock going, what are you doing? Can I come over?
Yeah.
For you, Evie, 13, 10, 60.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I need some hotspots to help our little...
Hotspots so like, in Melbourne with young...
What sort of age group are you looking for?
In their 30s, men.
Okay. You want men in their 30s?
Ring up now. 13, 10, 60. Oh,
there's that as well.
There's an old pub down in Frankston called the 21st Century. It's got a revolving dance floor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
Give us a call if you've got some suggestions for Evie. It's 13 10 60.
1019. The Fox.
Our very own Evie Jones is single. She is new to Melbourne, having lived here briefly before, but she's come down. She's seen the light. She's realised Melbourne is the greatest city in the world. She is ready to mingle.
It is.
And Fev has offered this. He's so helpful, isn't he, Fev?
Yeah, I am helpful.
He is. He's made it about Byron.
Well, no.
Continue.
It's mainly about you being single. 13 10 60. Where are the great places
Hot
for
spots.
Evie to meet single men in Melbourne? We're not talking this new school kind of app-based stuff. We're talking just good old-fashioned places you can go.
Okay.
Some great suggestions are coming
Please.
Up, Bev. What now?
Speaking about new school sliding in DMs, that's how Byron just dropped a big bomb about...
well, I'm not single anymore,
He's not single. And if you know Alex, we don't know her last name, but if you know Alex, give us a call as well.
Well,
we want to unpack this.
That's not the topic.
But someone's just sent me a DM, slid in my DMs.
Oh, that's weird.
Miss Hannah Claire 93. People are very invested in our show, Evie.
Yeah.
She just said, with Alex, Fev, do some research. Go to Byron's Instagram page, see who he follows named Alex, and you'll find his girlfriend.
Okay.
Which I have. And I found her.
But why did you say that
out
loud?
Show me what she looks like.
Anyway, we'll play a song.
She has pink hair.
Well, she's just dyed it white, actually.
Oh, it's gone back, hasn't it?
And it wouldn't matter what colour it was.
Very well done.
131060 is the number. Greg. Help Evie find a man is the topic.
Evie hotspot, but Byron's got a new girlfriend.
This is why I'm single, because no one ever pays
attention to me. 1019 The Fox.
Welcome to Melbourne, Evie Jones.
Thank you. I think you call us Melbournians.
Melbournians,
not Bournians.
Sorry, Melbournians.
That's better. Get the bogan in it. Steve-O from Pakenham. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to you every morning.
Excellent. Thanks, Steve-O. A very mature 49-year-old, Steve-O, where do you go for a hotspot date?
Yes, because what we're trying to do here, Evie, new to Melbourne, Evie is single, and we're trying to find actual places to do it the old-fashioned way, to meet in a room rather than on some app.
Yeah, sick of people.
Jeez.
So I want to smell someone.
Steve-O,
it's about pheromones. You know, if you smell someone, that's the attraction. That's why, you know, when you're attracted to someone, you don't know why?
That's because that's how they smell.
It's because of their pheromones. That's why internet dating doesn't work. And that's why alcohol does.
Steve-O.
Well, because they stink like booze.
Where can Evie smell someone, Steve-O?
Look, I'd love to help her out, but I am a married man. I can recommend a great place that goes off every Friday night, and that's the Deck in Frankston.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah. Out there on the water.
They've got two DJs down there, one in the main room, one on the deck up the top. You know, it's awesome. The place just goes off. Good crowd. Yeah. Very friendly. You cannot go wrong.
That sounds great.
It's right down on the beach, Evie. And once you leave, whatever time you want to leave, there's a McDonald's like a block away.
What?
You go in. Yeah, it's a great spot.
That's a great spot. Friendly's
a really nice spot. After you have the deck, you can go and get some food.
Yeah, and then you can go and...
What?
Home.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve-O there in Pakenham.
Like
the deck in Frankston. I hope you're taking notes here, Evie. These are great tips.
Take some notes. And we've got Robbie from Hampton Park. Good morning, Robbie.
Robbie.
How you going, guys?
Where's a good hotspot for Evie to meet a man?
The dog parks in Cranbourne, and they've got dogs.
Yes, that's a perfect match.
Well, yes, you'd assume that in a dog park. But there's guys walking their dogs.
Well, the dogs are off lead, so they get to run free.
Oh, yes. You've got to go and chase your dog sometimes.
Is that a thing?
Because
that's a thing, isn't it, Evie, a dog park? Because the dogs go off and play, and then the owner just stands there, and that's how you come up and go, oh, my God, and you talk about the dogs, and then do you...
I have a lot of friends that way. I know a lot of people because of dogs, the dog park. You meet a lot. Like yesterday, I just made another friend, and I was like, oh, what? You know, I know the dog's name from the day before.
Was it a man?
No, it was a woman.
Right.
No,
that's okay. Here's what's interesting, and look, this is not to make things awkward, but Robbie in Hampton Park, early 40s. Yep. You're currently single, Robbie.
Oh.
Yeah, correct. I am.
Producer Ali has just passed me a picture, Fev. I'll get you to pass that round to Evie. Ow. Oh, sorry, mate. He's just hit his hand on the microphone.
He's got a young child.
So Fev's having a good look at he's a good looking rooster, Robbie.
Yeah, he is a good looking rooster. So is his ex.
Show me.
Can you not swipe across to the other pictures from his profile? There you go.
Robbie's
wrapped with himself. Hey, you look great for 42. You know, a bit of Botox.
Good jeans.
Hey, so we've organised. We've sorted you out, Evie.
Robbie's lovely.
We've sorted you out. We can get out on the deck on a Friday night.
No, we've got Robbie right here.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie, do you want to date Evie?
Yeah, why not?
Hey!
Oh, that sounds really promising.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I've got nothing else to do. I'll see you at the deck.
Hold the line, Robbie. Hold the line. No, you're going to the dog park with Robbie in Cranbourne.
Do you have dogs?
Yes, I do. I've got a blue and green Staffy.
Oh, they're one of my favourites.
Do you smell good, Robbie?
Yeah, typically.
Yeah. Okay. I like
you're
that
in.
You've got two earrings.
Great. Well, did you have another plan, did you, Fev? Or?
Oh, I'm just going back to your girlfriend.
Can you stop talking about my girlfriend?
But I've gotten so many people DM me. Just a simple stalk, Fevy. She's a lash technician.
Stop bringing it up.
And she's hot.
3 past 8.
Follow her.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Evie Jones is here. Fifi, of course, is on maternity leave. And what about Fev? He really is the king of all media. He's doing so many different shows at the moment, not just his own show here, Fifi, Fev and Byron. He did Fox Footy last night on the Bob Show. And for the drive home yesterday, he joined the Carrie and Tommy show, where Fief was also, I mean, Fief and Fev were on the Carrie and Tommy show yesterday.
Yeah, well, it actually worked out because you get there at about 2 o'clock for a 3 o'clock start because Tommy was sick.
Right.
So Fifi Box rang our old producer, Sonda, who's a producer of Carrie and Tommy. So I answered the phone.
Right.
And she was just ringing up, say hi.
Right.
And I go, I'm about to, why don't we do a little pre-record? And anyway, we got Boxy on and I was on with Boxy and it was really
so somehow
weird.
You two are on the Carrie and Tommy show.
Yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't so much all that that's important. It's what Fev said in the moment. If you were driving home yesterday and you heard this, you know, you might have been quite shocked with what Fev has admitted to.
What did I say?
Have a listen.
Hey, Boxy, do you think, like, because Carrie's obviously had a little bubs, and I've had a little bubs toes, but you don't realise, I don't think I loved those kids as much as what I love this kid.
You did.
Yeah, mate, you don't remember it?
Sure, she can't say that stuff, mate.
You can.
You can't.
Mate, I grabbed little Toby and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I've ever felt this love before. And you think, oh, geez, I've had three other ones as well.
Oh, no.
But it's true.
You said that. You didn't think it. You said that out loud into a microphone.
Yeah, you know your other three children are old enough to listen.
Yeah, but okay, let me break it down for all the parents out there.
Yeah.
And you've only got one child, Byron, so you love him because he's just him. I've got four of them. this is making it sound worse.
Shout out to Mia if you're listening.
But you got Mia, who's 19. So when she was that age, we loved her. And oh, my God, she was like, oh, so cute. I can't love anything so much as you. Then Lenny comes along and you're like, oh, my God, you forget about when they're, because when they're a baby, they're so cute and they're fat and they look like a Michelin doll and they're like, no, I just want to eat them. And then once they get a bit older, you can't do that with your kids because it's weird. You can't go, oh, good. Yes. And then Lulu came along. So it's been 9 years since we've had a baby. So we're a lot more mature. We're a bit older. Mm. And this has been such a surprise. Like, Toby's just been such a great gift. And she's so healthy and happy and love. And we lay in bed with her and we cuddle her. And you go, like, I don't realize. Because you forget.
Yeah, right.
Because you do. You forget. And you just cuddle her. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I could love anything so much as I want to eat you.
So there's one thing of forgetting how much you love your children when they're babies. But there's another thing saying, I've never loved a child like I love this one.
Yeah, because that's what you do. But when Toby gets older, I'll be like, oh, yeah, just
get away.
There's
get
another
off.
One. Right. Move out.
Here's some money.
You fended that off like a politician, though, because your words, and Evie repeated them, I've never loved a child the way I love this child.
But you don't, because you forget.
Oh, so you have, but you've forgotten.
Yeah, but you do, Byron. If you have another kid, well, you've got a new girl. When you have a baby, you'll have the baby and you'll be like, oh my God. And Fee agreed because it's just like, you're like, oh, because all that love and attention goes into that
and
baby
then you
because
too
the baby
will
can't.
Say, I don't love Zephyr anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I can't even say
you can't say it out loud?
Come on, you
didn't stop you yesterday.
No, because it hasn't been announced that we're doing it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't.
All right. Well, here's the thing. If and I don't know what you think, Evie, if Mia or Lenny or Lulu Favola were listening to the show right now and had the ability to call, would they call and say, yeah, I feel like I'm the forgotten child?
Oh, they probably,
people out there would feel like that. Maybe you've always been the second choice.
Yes.
And
or
we'd
the
love
third or the fourth.
Or the fourth in the case of Mia. The fourth choice.
Oh, I mean, I get it. I have dogs and I definitely have a favourite.
No, I don't have a favourite.
Oh.
I don't have a favourite child.
You don't?
No.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't have a favourite.
You
Toby's,
do.
I don't even know what the other kids' names are.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
You sort of got yourself in a bit of strife when you were filling in on the drive show yesterday, didn't you?
Well, I didn't think I did until we brought it up today. So I just think that when you have a new baby, you love that baby so much. It's like, oh, and you get those feelings. It's like little butterflies in your tummy. And you just want to eat the little bundle of joy and the other kids get a little forgotten about a little bit.
You sort of mentioned, well, we could just play it.
Oh, just play it.
From the Carrie and Tommy show yesterday. This is what Fev said. Fief was in on this chat as well yesterday afternoon here at the Fox.
Hey, Boxy, do you think, like, Carrie's obviously had a little bubs and I've had a little bubs toes, but you don't realise, I don't think I loved those kids as much as what I love this kid.
You did.
You don't remember it?
Sure,
like,
she can't say that stuff, mate.
You can.
You can't.
Mate, I grabbed little Toby and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't think I've ever felt this love before. And you think, oh, geez, I've had three other ones as well.
The more he hears it,
the more he hears it's like sinking
Feb's face right now. He's like, That does sound awful.
It does sound awful. I don't want to go home. Lucky the kids are back at school today. They might be in the car because it's drop off. Sorry, girls. Sarah from Reservoir. Good morning.
Hello. There she is. Yeah. Now, Sarah, are you the forgotten child? Yeah, the forgotten children are calling us because we're here to represent those forgotten children, like Lenny and Lulu and Mia Favola.
I am most definitely a forgotten child.
Yeah.
And Steph, I understand what you mean because I have a 10-year gap between me and my little sister. But when she came back, like when she came and she was born, my parents were like, oh, my God, there's a new baby. Like, it's been 10 years. I don't know how to do this. So then I became middle child syndrome straight like that.
Right.
Yep.
At the age of 10, I used to be jealous. I used to call her princess. I used to cry.
Oh, yes.
And now being 22, I am still forgotten. They all went to a family, like, shopping spree together and went out to dinner after and completely forgot to tell me.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's flattening.
Oh, that
yeah, because
is.
With a baby, guys, the baby can't do anything. So you have to do everything for the baby. So you're always with the baby.
Yeah.
You just happens.
The child just doesn't realise that that was happening for them as well.
But that's what we we actually explain that to them all the time. We go, this is what we used to do with you.
Yeah, now you can see what we used
to do.
Just
for Sarah now, she's 22 and her sister's 12.
Yeah, but she's old enough now to look after herself.
And I'm apparently old enough to look after her now.
That's like Mia. She's the babysitter. We remember Mia when we want to go out. Hey, Moo, you want to babysit? Megan. Megan from Moorabbuck, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're well. Are you a forgotten child?
I was, and I still sort of am. I feel for the eldest kids in the family.
Right.
What happened?
I'm the eldest of four, and when I was around about 18, my mum came in. She's like, I have something really exciting to tell you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what? She's like, I'm taking the kids to Queensland. And I just sat there, and I was like, and she goes, but you won't want to come. Somebody has to look after the dogs.
You know what? You're Kevin from Home Alone. The most famous forgotten child.
Oh, thank you, Megan, for that. Now this one is to Sunshine. We've got Lena on the line, Fev.
Yes. Good morning, Lena. Lena.
Lena, close enough. Don't worry, my dad gets it wrong, so it's fine.
You definitely have a forgotten child.
Bad stuff.
You are 100%.
So I'm the eldest of seven, similar to your other caller. But when I was much younger, my dad, my brother, and I, we went to the beach. And I'm not 30, but to this day, I hold my father to this, that we got caught in a rip, me and my brother, and my dad chose to save my brother.
Oh, no.
Well, that's tough.
Well, so you clearly got out. You're okay.
Yeah, some random guy had to save me.
My dad
literally grabbed my brother, ran back into shore, and I'm just like dying. And thankfully, it's some random stranger came and
saved someone else's dad.
Jeez, that's a tough, scratchy line,
but if you miss that, she's caught in a rip with other siblings, and dad has decided that Lena could fend for herself.
But that's tough.
To be fair to her dad, though, that guy that did rescue her was someone else's dad that was caught in the rip, and he chose another child completely.
101.9 The Fox.
It's a live-action remake of The Lion King in cinemas today. We are celebrating with a little game right now of Disney Oki.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke. Everyone can get involved even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney Karaoke.
Hey, Evie, I mean, you did so much fill in because Fifi had all the morning sickness as well. Have you done a Disney Oki with us yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so fun.
God, it's the best.
Do you want me to do a Disney Oki?
Sure, we'd love that. So get straight into it now. Can you think of a Disney song? Because preferably Lion King.
Feel the love tonight.
Wow, that was a very different interpretation.
Very
thank
good
you.
Though.
What did you think?
I loved it. You're really into it. Your facials, you're just like, yes. Now, we'll play you a couple of, back in June the 12th when we did Disney Oki last. Gosh,
it's been a while.
A long time ago. We had Emily and Grace from Geelong, and they gave us a little bit of Let It Go from Frozen.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore, let it go.
I think
the
they were 11 and 9, and
the little
sisters
ones having a go,
they were
having
adorable.
A crack. And then we also had Alicia from Melton, who sung us "Baby Mine" from Dumbo, because we played Dumbo to make Fifi cry when she was pregnant.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's the sort of thing we like to do.
We love making her cry.
It's very emotional, isn't it? This song.
This is emotional.
Baby
don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes.
Well, that was rough.
It was amazing. So 131060 Melbourne, we want today songs from The Lion King.
I love it. I love it, guys. This is great.
And we might have a little bit of a prize for
everyone
too.
Well, this is really exciting. There's not even going to be a winner. Just if you're good enough to get through, so audition out there on the phones, 131060. If we put you through on air, you'll be winning an awesome Lion King merch pack and a family pass to go and see The Lion King.
Oh, the words. He gets them right every time.
Yeah, I do that with Toby. I lift her up like Simba, and I lift her up, and she laughs her little head off.
How do the words go again?
Don't.
I
don't know if that's the words. 101.9,
The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
This is to celebrate the live-action remake of The Lion King, which is in cinemas today. We're doing this to have a bit of fun around it, and you can win a family pass if you get on air to see The Lion King, and an official merch pack will be thrown in as well. So everyone wins this morning.
I want a little lion. That'll be in a merch pack, surely. Oh, a little Simba.
Because of your singing performance before the break.
100%.
Well
That'll
done.
Be a cool little
Congratulations
pack.
And Evie also with a fairly ordinary Can You Feel the Love
Thank
Tonight.
Thank you.
You'll also
good,
win a pack.
Evie. Very, very good.
Can Hold you on. Feel my love tonight?
That's what you'll be Later. Singing at the deck.
At the deck.
Oh, the deck in Frankston.
Yeah.
That's where she's.
Hot singles. Yeah. Okay, Janelle Frequency. From Laylaw. Good morning, Janelle. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
We're well. I'm so excited. Disney Oki, everyone loves The Lion King. What are you going to sing for us today?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh. Wow. I always think of the Elton John version, but this is the real...
Well, he wrote it.
Yes, but this is the...
Hey, let's not get bogged down.
Okay, sure.
Let's just enjoy.
There it is.
Such a beautiful... That's such a good movie.
Such a good
Good
movie.
Luck, Janelle.
Good luck, Janelle. Good Take much. It away.
Thank you. Can you feel the love tonight? The peace the evening brings. The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
Beautiful. That was
beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Janelle, well done. Well, it took me back to the movie.
That's a great sign that it took you back to the film, Fev. That's a good sign. And it's not even a competition. She's won anyway.
You won anyway, so congratulations. You're off to see The Lion King. We've got a duet here. We've got Jess and Ryan. Now, Jess, you're the mum?
Yes, I'm the mum.
And you've got Ryan, your six-year-old son. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Hi, Ryan.
What's going on, legend?
Hi.
Do you love The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've won tickets to go see, and you haven't even sung yet. Now, Ryan, Jess is going to play Simba. Is that right? And Ryan, who are you going to play?
Zazu.
Zazu. All
this
right.
This is quite complicated. I just want to play the original. This is a really ambitious...
Can't wait to be king.
Well, yeah, but just listen to the way it works in the film. I mean, this is quite difficult to pull
it's
off.
It's going
to
be amazing.
So have a listen
I'm
to...
So excited.
This is the song from the film.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've run a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be
So they're singing this dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good.
It's going to be this. I'd be surprised if this works.
Yeah, no. Jess and Ryan, just a little bit of a fun fact. When I went into the South African jungle, I sung this walking in.
Did you?
Oh.
Did you?
Just can't wait to be king. And there then I was. It was
and
amazing. Okay, here we go, guys. Take it away. Good luck.
I'm going to be a mighty
king. Well, I've never seen a king of peace with question with two hair.
I'm going to be the I'm looking down, I'm working on my road.
Oh, Lion, I'm smiling, see?
I just can't wait to be king.
Wow!
That's
amazing!
Arm I've got goosebumps.
They actually
all
need
over
to come
arm.
And do that in the studio because yes. what happens when you sing as well and you project as hard as Jess does, we actually lose the phone line.
Yeah.
That was exceptional.
That was so can you guys please come into the studio sometime?
Yeah.
Oh. Jess and Ryan, that would have to be the best ever tradeoke or Disneyoke ever done. Well done, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're a little legend, and you're off to see the Lion King. And to take us out for the morning, we've got Denise from Merndale. Good morning, Denise.
Hi, guys. And, oh, my gosh, I love your show.
Oh, thank you. And I love this song. You're going to sing Circle of Life, and this is how it goes.
Okay, here we go. Not again. Done it enough.
Oh, what a song.
I mean, it's a very tough act to follow. What we just heard was probably the greatest performance in the history of the segment. But good luck to you, Denise, with your version of Circle of Life. I wouldn't have put you last, but go
Denise,
for it.
Go.
All right, here we go. No,
everyone was great. So everyone has picked up the family pass to see The Lion King, plus an official merch pack. And, of course, it's in cinemas today, The Lion King.
Let's go.
So good.
That's a great
go
idea.
After work?
Jess and Ryan, I can't get over that. That gave me goosebumps.
Me, you see it after work. My skin was,
You see it after work. I'll meet you there.
Good stuff. I'll see you there then, Fev. Don't look at us like that. We're going to be there and we'll see you there.
All right,
we are out of here.
Coffee Clever at 7-Eleven with freshly ground coffee for just a buck.